listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. We want to welcome you today to the True Word of God with Apostle Vernon Whitaker and my lovely wife, Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida. The address is 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. You can give us a call at 561-718-2361. If you want to come to our services and don't have a ride, call me at 561-718-2361, and we can make arrangements so that we can come and pick you up if you want to come and be into one of these fellowship worships with us, where we truly believe in worshiping God and allowing the Holy Spirit to come and have his way. And also this Sunday, June the 22nd, at 5 o'clock, we are having a fashion program called the Big Girls Fashion Program. Please come out and support our program. And if you like this program and it's really helping you out, if you want to send us a donation, send it at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. And you can address it, First Church Fivefold Fellowship, FCFFF. Okay, today's program, we have a wonderful program that we're going to get started. And we need to understand that a part of our ministry in First Church Fivefold Fellowship is healing and deliverance. Yes, we do healing and deliverance. I know there's a lot of people that are still hurting. A lot of people have been abused. A lot of people are being attacked by demons and unclean spirits. But yet, in a sense, you go into church, walking in sick, and you walk out, you still sick. There need to be some deliverance. And we need to understand that deliverance and healing starts from the inside and not from the outside. And guess what? This ministry at First Church Fivefold Fellowship is not all about demons. That's right. It's about guiding and helping our brothers and sisters come into the victory that Christ died to give to them. The purpose of ministry and deliverance is to set free those who are in bondage. As Jesus was sent forth to preach deliverance to the captive, that's Luke chapter 4, verse 18. And it said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach, to deliver to the captive." And so we also are sent out. In John 20 and 21, then said Jesus to them, "As my Father has sent me, even so send I you, to do the work that he did." And that's John 14 and 12. It says that he believe on me, that the work I do shall he do also. And this included casting out demons. And Matthew 10 and 8, it says, "Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, and freely you have given." Amen. So, Pastor Betty, are we ready today? Because I know somebody needs some deliverance out there in the radio program.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I believe, you know, there's somebody out there that's going through that inner, that need, that inner healing. I do believe that healing begins on the inside.
Yes, yes.
And it begins to work itself out.
Yes.
And sometimes what people do, when you say inner healing, they think that it's a fast, speedy recovery.
Yes.
But healing takes time. You have to feed it. You have to feed yourself with the word of God. You have to go in prayer.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of things that we as people that are in need of help, we need to for somebody to just guide us in that area so that somebody can show them a way to healing.
Yes. Yes. We need to understand that a part of inner healing, you have to be delivered in order to be inner healed.
Amen.
And deliverance is the part that will bring about the spiritual victory and the freedom of those who are in bondage. You may not think that you're in bondage, but yet and still, if you look over your life, somewhere or not, somewhere in your life, you are still in bondage. So it don't matter what you call it. You can be oppressed or possessed or demonized. If you are in a demonic bondage, where what you need to do is learn how to tear down some strongholds, break up some legal ground, cast out a demon or all three. It's still deliverance. And because it sets the captive free, casting out demons is just part of the overall deliverance from your inner healing. And I think that's where a lot of our pastors and teachers need to be able to teach folks when they come up to the prayer line and they want to be delivered. They got to be some casting out, some tearing down of strongholds in order for those people to get an inner healing. And I think that's where we are really missing the mark, because when they come up, we just lay hands on them and think that's it. But it's a little bit more to it than that.
Exactly, exactly. And it's not just that. That's not just what our ministry is about. It's four important elements of this ministry of First Church Fivefold Fellowship. It's where I see some inner healings miss the mark in deliverance. You might have to think it's as simple as commanding demons to come out, and there's nothing more they can do. But this is a grave mistake that causes a lot of people to walk away from deliverance still in bondage with no healing.
Yes.
There is more to it than simply just casting out demons.
Yes.
Now, in Luke 9:42, it says, we are told a story of how Jesus not only rebuked demons in a boy who was mentally affected by evil spirits, but also it was said to have Jesus, how he healed the boy. There is no mention of the boy needing physical healing, but if you look up the word heal in the passage, one of the meaning is to free from errors and sin, which is likely what Jesus did with the boy. Jesus removed the boy's legal grounds, which was the sin, and freed him from errors, which was the strongholds. This caused the deliverance that was required for rebuking the demons in that boy.
Yes, yes. Let me go ahead and read that Luke 9:42 so that those that are listening on the radio can understand what the word of God said, because we are talking about the true word of God. And it says, it is he was yet coming, the devil threw him down, tore him, and Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the child, and delivered him again to his father. So you can successfully help somebody out of the demonic bondage without even casting out demons. Sometimes all that is needed is to pull down strongholds or to break up legal grounds. Or other times, all three errors need to be addressed to bring the person into complete freedom.
Freedom. Amen.
Yes, a lot of people right now are being in bondage with the stronghold. Strongholds have a stronghold to them, and it won't let them go. So in order for your inner healing, I'm speaking to someone out there now who may be have a stronghold and don't know how to get free from that stronghold, don't know how to release that stronghold. Maybe you've been looking for somebody to help you to break that stronghold. But yet we are trying to help somebody today to get free, somebody to be delivered, somebody to get their inner healing. And inner healing, many times when a person has been abused, rejected, wounded, or hurt in some way, there is always an emotional wound that need to be healed. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
You need that emotional wound to be healed. And the wound is not on the outside, but it's also on the inside. Let me tell you that demons will use these wounds and weakness against you.
The person. Amen.
Against you. Yes, they will. And they will use this leverage to hold you in bondage and to keep them, to reopen the door so that they can re-enter. Come on now. They keep the door open so that they can go in and out. So that's why some people, they go from one stronghold to another stronghold because some demons go in and out. They don't know how to shut the door. They don't know how to lock the door. They don't know how to bolt the door. They don't know how to keep the demon from coming back in. That's why so many people are being tormented and going through what you're going through.
Amen. And that's why inner healing is so is a vital step in the overall restoration process that needs to take place in the lives of so many people that are out there seeking deliverance, Apostle.
Yes.
You know, you have to be tuned in as as a minister of this gospel or a leader of the gospel. God has placed us over the congregation, over the flock.
Yes.
So we should be able to recognize when our sheep are sick.
Yes.
And that is going so unnoticed. Because people are so into prosperity, preaching messages, they are missing the mark. The people are hungry.
Yeah.
The people are starving.
Yes.
They are in pain.
Yes.
They are in bondage. Mm. And we cannot see this. Why? Because we're trying to make our pockets, pad our pockets, so
come
to speak.
Come on now. Come on.
So we need to get back to the basics. And we need to start looking out for the flock whom God made us responsible over.
Yeah, because what we need to understand, if you are a leader, I'm talking to the leaders out there now, and if you, God has appointed you to be the shepherd over the flock.
Come on, you got to watch out.
Come on now.
You gotta watch
every
out
time
for the flock.
Your flock come to the altar, you should recognize and understand that your flock coming because they're asking for help.
Amen.
They need help. And some of them need to be delivered. But yet it's still, if you too much into your prosperity, you too much on being blessed, but like my wife said, you missing the mark. You got to know when your folks need some help. See, sometimes we got to leave the prosperity message. We got to leave this blessing message and go down to the source. They need to be in the hills. Somebody need to be delivered. And there's not more to it than laying on hands and trying to deliver somebody. But if you don't recognize and don't know, how can you deliver?
That's right. That's right.
If you don't know when a person is got a wound is on the inside.
You know, and two, I've looked at a lot of times I've gone into congregations and there's people standing around the altar asking for prayer. And when they're coming up looking for prayer, they're not looking for a corporate prayer.
No.
Because a corporate prayer is not satisfying what's on the inside that is hurting that pain, that very demon that they're trying to get away from. They want somebody to see inside of them.
Yes.
So how can I see inside of them with a corporate prayer? Here is, you know, in our healing, you need to be tearing down strongholds.
Don't say that again now.
I say you need to be tearing down strongholds.
Oh my God, tearing down strongholds.
And my question is, what are strongholds?
Come on now. Yes, what are strongholds?
Can I park the bus right here for a minute?
Come on, park that bus, baby.
You know, the Greek word for stronghold literally means a fortress.
Yes.
It is used in the Bible also as a metaphor to represent things that are based only on human confidence or pride.
Confidence and pride.
As opposed to those that rely on God's input.
Oh,
and
yes.
guidance.
Yes, yes, yes.
So the description of a stronghold, it's sometimes that we have this stronghold over a person, you have no control over it and cannot seem to stop doing
right
it.
Park that bus right now. There's a lot of people right now that got strongholds and don't know how to overcome it.
They don't.
They don't know how to stop. You got homosexuals, you got lesbians, you got drug addicts, you got alcohol, you got abusers. I mean these people got so much on them till they don't know how to stop. And then when they come to us as leaders and they come to the altar, they're coming looking for help. So as a leader, you got to have a discerning spirit and know when your folks need help.
That's
and
right.
And how
Amen.
Can we help them? And a lot of times we can't help folks because we still messed up ourselves. We still bound up ourselves. So we have to be delivered in order for us to deliver somebody else. So if we don't know the strongholds that a person is going through, then how can we deliver somebody from a stronghold? And that's something that's really holding on to somebody.
Apostle, I wanna say something here.
Yes.
It's not only all of that. We hear all of that,
yes.
you know, every day, you know, drug dealers, yeah. homosexuality, prostitution, alcoholics.
Yeah.
We know that all of those yeah. are strongholds,
yes, yes.
major strongholds. But what about the incorrect thinking
now.
Pattern
yes.
of people that people have developed over a time?
That's where it comes from.
And see, and once you have that incorrect thinking,
yes.
it's hard to break
yes.
the cycle
hard to break
of
that
what
cycle.
They're going through.
It's hard. Yes, it is. And we understand that once the people have this incorrect pattern of thinking, and often it's set up and nurtured by the demons through lies and deception. Demons thrive on strongholds, and they use them to hang around the person and torment them. So if you're being tormented, then you need to know why you're being tormented, because you have some kind of stronghold that's in your life, something that you've been trying to stop and don't know how to stop it. And it fails to tear down the stronghold, and it's called this to hold up the deliverance, because the strongholds are still there,
mm-hmm.
and it prevent us from walking in complete spiritual freedom. Strongholds are walls or forces that are around belief and emotion to protect us from further pain. And the important part of healing and transforming the deep wounds require a divine pulling down of strongholds. This is where we need the word of God to help us pull down those strongholds. And you see, here's the problem. We try to do it ourselves, and we don't have the power.
There is no power.
We don't
no
have the power.
You know, I would like to pray for those
yes,
who
yes.
are out there right
yes.
now. Just stop right now.
Come on now.
For a minute.
Yes.
And just take time out to pray.
Yes, yes.
In the name of Jesus. Backed by the authority
yes.
of your word.
Yes.
Father, we take authority over the
Come
devil
yes.
and the spirit of rebellion
yes.
in the life of your people.
Yes.
We break the strongholds of darkness over your people's
life
right
now.
In the name of Jesus. Right now, Father.
Yes,
there's somebody out there that needs to be touched. There's somebody out there that needs to be healed. And we command Satan to take his hands off of Jesus'
people
right now. We remove your deceptive influences and increase
and cease
the blinding
yeah.
over your people's minds, and no longer will they be bound by Satan's
yeah.
traps
yeah.
of deception,
yeah.
being deceived by the enemy.
Yeah.
Father God, we want to take back the minds of your people. Lord, Father God, we pray right now that they are set free in their minds.
Yeah.
They are made free, made whole
yes,
in
Lord.
The minds right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, glorious light of the gospel of Christ, and that he or she is free from
the
spirit
of rebellion.
Yes,
Lord.
I thank you, Heavenly Father, that your word is
working
mightily in the life of your
people.
Amen.
Amen.
I just wanted to say that because it's just so important, because some people are out there, some
yes.
person right now,
no, right now
that are listening to this radio station.
Yes.
I know that you're
yes.
going through something right now.
Yes, yes.
And you can't reach out to even tell your friends about
Come
it.
On now.
But you can tell Jesus about it.
Always
He's there.
Jesus.
He's listening.
Yes.
All you have to do is just give
yes,
in.
Yes, yes. Now, here's something that many preachers don't preach on, and that is how to remove the legal rights. And legal rights are things that give demons permission to enter and remain in our lives. Before a demon can offer be cast out, it is important to address and remove those legal rights. Now, here are some examples of giving the devil the legal rights to you. When you do direct, willful sinning, inheritance, generation curse, unforgiveness, trauma, abuse, ungodly soul ties and curses and addictions and fear and false religion. We can get rid of many of these indwelling spirits of darkness by ourselves. If you look at Luke 10 and 19, and it reminds us that Jesus has given us the authority in order for us to do what he's called to do. And it says, "Behold, I give unto you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you." And I always preach, you got to know how much authority and power you have on the inside.
That's right. Amen.
God, Jesus has given us that authority. So there's nothing that no enemy and no demon, no unclean spirit can do to me as long as I know I have the authority.
Amen.
And see, as leaders, we need to teach our the flock that you have the power and you have the authority.
That's right.
And you can speak it just as well as I can speak it. You can command it just as well as I command it. Because I am a leader, I have no direct line or no monopoly on it. The same power that Jesus have, the Bible says, the same power that Jesus have, he gave us that same power.
Yes.
So we just got to learn and teach our people how to align up with the authority. And do not let the enemy come in. We need to be able to get rid of these strongholds, get rid of these legal rights. And as long as you got the legal rights, guess what? The enemy always going to come in. And we need to ensure that we can renounce and cut off any legal reason that such spirits may have to reside within us. This process may mean that we need to repent. Come on now. We need to repent.
Yes.
We need
That's
to repent
word.
Where sins has been committed by us and forgive with the wrong attitudes and that we still hold against somebody. Let me tell you something about unforgiveness. When you don't forgive somebody, don't you know people got power over you?
Amen. Amen, Apostle.
Now, you're trying to get even. You're trying to scheme. And these people's going on about their business, having a good time, but you can't sleep.
My Lord Jesus.
We need to be able to learn how to forgive so that stronghold won't be on us. And we must treat God's word seriously and refuse to repent or forgive without any doubt, keep us in chains. And a lot of people right now that you are harboring some kind of hatred or some kind of misgiving against somebody.
Unforgiveness, yes.
Just repent.
Yes.
Just forgive them. And don't worry about what they're doing. Take that burden off of you. Don't let that burden be a change on you. Don't let that burden be a stronghold on you where you can't get delivered, where you can't get your inner healing.
I would like to go into a prayer for self-deliverance. Father, in the name of Jesus and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command whatever person or just say your name when you're praying to the Lord, that the demonic spirits pray that they leave you immediately. I renounce and revoke your rights to operate in my life. And in Jesus' name, and you go now in Jesus' name.
Yes, and see,
we have to learn how to pray over ourselves. We have to give scripture, and that prayer came out of Joel 2:32.
Right.
So for those of you that are listening and need this help, you go there. The Bible has help tools, but you just need to know how to tap or be guided into it to help you out.
Yes, yeah. But see, we need to understand that the authority and the power we have is written down in the Bible. And it says, it's basic instruction before leaving earth. This is what God has given us so that I can speak to those mountains. And guess what? I can speak to those things. And guess what? And they will be removed. But the key thing is I have to believe. Come on now. I have to believe what I'm saying.
I have to
receive it. Because sometimes we speak, but yet we don't believe what we say. Sometimes we have doubt in the back of our mind. So I truly believe if you want an inner healing, I truly believe if you want deliverance, come on somebody, you got to recognize and know what your strongholds are so that you can pull down the strongholds and every imagination in your mind so that you can be free. This is where we are missing. This is where leaders need to come in and recognize and see that, look, my flock got different strongholds. So you got to know how to pray and pull down those strongholds
so that
your peoples can be free.
See, my thing is, when I go into spiritual warfare, Apostle, I go in and snatch the very thing that is trying to come against me. I snatch it down, and I tell you, you don't have no stronghold over me.
None.
God gave me power
That's
and authority.
Right.
Who
right.
are
come
you,
on,
Satan,
come
to
on.
Come into my
come on.
My area,
come on
my arena,
come on
to
now.
Try to upset me?
Yes.
See, that's what we have to do.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Have to do it with confidence.
Don't you make me shine,
power.
Huh?
Speak Power.
Yes.
Power and is in the life of the tongue.
Yes.
And you have to just know who you are in Christ.
Yes.
You have to be rooted and grounded.
Yes.
And when I say rooted and grounded, you have to repent of your sins.
Yes.
And give your soul to Christ.
Yes. Yes.
And say, Lord, come into my life. I am weak. I can't do this by myself.
Yes.
Just accept Christ into your heart today, people.
Yes.
Because that is the only way you're going to be able to pull down strongholds out of your life.
Yes.
You can't do it by yourself.
Yes. And I like what you said. There's power in the tongue. There's power in your words. So whatever you speak in the atmosphere, you need to understand that Satan is listening to what you're saying.
Yes, yes, yes.
Come on, somebody. So we got to know, I have the authority. I have the power. So we need to let the enemy know that he have no authority, because God says that when he created man on this world, he said he gave us dominion over this whole world.
Amen.
Everything that creep, crawl, fly, and whatever, he gave us that. So we need to understand that we have the power and authority. Oh, my God, God.
And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It didn't say the weapon is not going to form.
Yes.
It's going to form,
yes,
but it will not prosper.
And see, that's our problem. We are so afraid that we don't want nothing to form against us. But long as I know that I have the power, oh, my God. I know it's going to come, but yet I can speak to it because, oh, my God.
It's a defeated foe.
It's already defeated because the victory has already been done by Jesus. All we got to learn how to do is walk into the victory with what God has given us. And that's where we are failing, Pastor, because we are not walking in the victory. I see so many Christians today walk around with their head pointed down to the ground instead of looking up. I see a lot of them with a frown and still have a smile on their face. Come on, somebody. And they don't lose their joy. But let me tell you something. The devil in hell cannot stop me. My God.
So, my Lord Jesus.
If you want to come and see us and visit us, address is 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And give us a call if you need a ride to come to our service. Our morning Sunday school start at 10:30. Our morning Sunday school worship start at 11:30. On Wednesday night, we have our Bible study. It starts between 7:30. Come on out and pay us a visit. And if you want to give us a donation, you can send it at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. And you can just make it to First Church Fivefold Fellowship. If this program has been a help and been a blessing to somebody, because I know right now that God has blessed somebody. Come to First Church Fivefold Fellowship and get blessed. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.
This is Tom Creighton, station manager of WCNO Radio. Most of you know that WCNO Radio is a listener-supported ministry. But do you know that much of our programming is made possible by corporate underwriting? Christian businessmen and women who sponsor this ministry monthly with a financial commitment that allows us to continue bringing you the music and message of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In return, we play sponsorship announcements that let the listeners know who our sponsors are, what they do, what products and services they provide, and if our listeners wish, how they may contact those sponsors. So if you're a Christian business person, why not join us as a partner in ministry today? For free, no obligation information on the corporate underwriting program, we're available at 772-221-1100. That number again, 772-221-1100. Precious Metals Reclaiming Service, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is looking to buy gold, silver, and diamond jewelry, gold and silver coins, sterling flatware, and all types of industrial